hey, have the Raiders said if they want to play you at corner, safety, a little bit of both, or what?
When I talked to them, they were talking more of corner. But, you know, we didn't talk about that today. We just talked about getting drafted, and that's what happened.
What is their preference you have if they gave you the option?
I'd like to play corner, but I'm not going to turn down any opportunity. If they want me to, you know, start on the field as a safety, I'm going to play safety. If they want me to start as a corner, I'm going to play corner.
What led you to make the switch in college?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What led you to make the switch from safety to corner? Was that something you pushed for, the coaches?
No, it was more of the coaches. They made the transition with Sean Smith over at Utah, and you know, they said I had a lot of the same characters and characteristics and traits as him, and so I just, you know, showed up to practice one day, and they told me I was going with the corners, and I went there, and you know, a year later, I never went back to safety. So,
what was the hardest part of that transition for you?
Probably just understanding the whole position itself, different technique, different vision on the field. It's just a lot different, you know, with the receivers pressing in it, play in and play out. So I'd say just overall transition, two-play corner.
Did you have any kind of inkling that the Raiders were really interested in you? Did they come to your pro day? Did you make a visit here, or did it come as a surprise when you were drafted?
Yeah, I had a private visit there, and you know, they really liked my ability to press off the line, and you know, how I was able to move, and they said, you know, not a lot of other big guys can do what I was doing, and you know, so I kind of got a good feel at the corner, but you know, we'll see what happens.
There's a lot of history in this organization at cornerback, especially, but defensive backfield generally. How much of that are you aware of?
You know, I'm aware of a good amount. On my trip, you know, I was able to meet some people, and you know, I'm planning to go down in history with a guy like I met, Willie Brown, and hopefully that's what happens.
You had a pretty serious shoulder injury that you rehabbed from, and there were some off-the-field concerns that were documented that have been talked about on TV. Is all that stuff behind you now?
Definitely. All that stuff was years ago. It was 2 years ago, and you know, I've been trying to stay clean, and I've been trying to, you know, just show everybody that, you know, that was the past, and that's exactly what it was. But, you know, obviously it's going to come up because it's a concern for teams, but all the teams that that passed on me, you know, they're going to realize it was a big mistake, and the Oakland Raiders are going to realize that, you know, it was probably a really good draft pick.
You know, last year the Raiders drafted a guy, a defensive tackle named Stacy McGee, who had a couple issues at Oklahoma, and when Reggie was asked about it, he said, look, I just looked in the kid's eyes and, you know, went with my gut. Did you feel that you had that moment with him?
Yeah, definitely. He told me that, those exact words, and, you know, it was, long story short, man, they ended up picking me, and he understood that everything was behind me, and I looked him in the eyes just as he did to me, and you know, now I'm an Oakland Raider.
Where do you think that you grew as a player and also as a person during 2013?
You know, it was probably 2012. Not, you know, not as a person or or on the field. It was just, you know, going through all those mistakes and sitting down with the coaches, and you know, just determining where I wanted my life to go. And I didn't realize that, you know, everything could be taken away in a flash, and you know, the window was closing. And you know, I think right then and there, you know, there comes a point in time in your life where, you know, you make the decision to become a man or remain a boy, and that's what I did before the 2013 season. And you know, it got me in the situation I am now.
Did you tend to play left or right side at Utah, or did they move you around?
I played the visitor sidelines. So, you know, whether that was field, boundary, left or right, I just stayed on the visitor sidelines.
A lot of top receivers in the Pac-12. Do you feel like that's been pretty good preparation for you?
Definitely. I mean, I pretty much locked down everybody. And, you know, I tried to explain that to a lot of people, and I don't think they understood. And, you know, it is a process. And, you know, the Pac-12 is for the NFL, and I'm pretty excited to see what happens.
How was your Senior Bowl week, and what do you think that you got done there?
Senior Bowl week, exactly what I wanted. I had a little cramping issues at the beginning. But, you know, when I was on the field, I think I did very well. I think I handled myself, you know, to a high production rate. Overall game, you know, some people say the game doesn't count, but you know, if the game didn't count, then they wouldn't have it. So I went out there and I did really well. I had a couple had pass breakup, had interception, tackle for loss, and you know, I think I did pretty well.
How much are you looking forward to?
Can you touch on a little bit? Were you frustrated that you weren't drafted earlier, and where were you when you heard the news today?
Yeah, I was definitely frustrated. I wasn't getting drafted. You know, I saw some people going ahead of me, but that's nothing I can control. All I control is what I'm going to do on the field. And, you know, there's plenty of other corners that have people go ahead of them, and they've been successful. And when I got the phone call today, you know, I was just happy that I was going to be in a good situation to compete to be a starter.
Were you at home or with family?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Were you at home and with family in L.A., or where were you when you got the phone call today?
Yeah, I'm at home and at home with my family, and you know, everybody was really happy. And I was on the phone a little longer than they really didn't understand what was happening, so they were all just watching the TV. And then when they saw my name across the board, everybody was going crazy.
How much are you looking forward to working with veterans like Charles Woodson and Carlos Rogers, Terrell Brown, that sort of thing?
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I don't know how many people know that there's only one corner in history to win a Heisman Trophy, and that's Charles Woodson. So, I mean, that should say enough right there.
I saw you were out a year and a half with a shoulder injury. Was there a setback, and how frustrating was that period for you?
It wasn't a setback. It was just more of, you know, it was more of an issue that you had to address, and it was a little frustrating because I couldn't be on the field. But other than that, I was just in the athletic training room, just getting ready for the season and getting myself stronger so it didn't happen again.
I also read you have a 7-year-old daughter. How has that helped you, I guess, mature the last 3 or 4 years?
Well, I have a 3-year-old daughter, but, you know, it helped me a lot. You know, she was right next to me today, and nothing can make me happier than being in the situation I am now.